Gazer describes themselves as a high-strung, Cincinnati-based noise punk band. And although that statement is true, there's a lot musically that separates them from other bands that I would consider Cincinnati-based noise punk, like Mardu or Smoke Signals. Gazer, a band that blew away audiences at the most recent Cincy Punk Fest, is, in a lot of respects, a throwback to the pre-grunge punk era that thrived in Midwestern cities like Chicago and Minneapolis. In that vein, their first release, Phone Commercial, contains four tracks, none of which are over 2.5 minutes long. The EP was engineered by John Hoffman at iCandy and mastered by Jake Tippy. Gazer is comprised of Eric Zizas de Plant on bass, Michael Squeery on guitar, and BJ Marcy on drums. In both style and substance, Gazer's sound is strongly reminiscent of Steve Albini projects like Big Black and Rape Man. Another close parallel can be drawn to Dayton, Ohio's punk rock kings, Brainiac. Phone Commercial starts with a blistering, bass-driven I Pass the Bar. The vocals are modified and distorted beyond recognition, not unlike Shannon Selberg of The Cowls. But what is not lost is the energy and the passion. At the Beating displays some extraordinary guitar playing, matching bass lines, and some percussive work that's just on the edge of pure mania. I'm pretty intrigued by The Grand Yankee Bride Hunt, a piece that, at only a minute 44 in length, only 76 seconds of it is actual music. The track begins with an electronic churning, pulsing sound, and ends with 28 seconds of weird hyper-reverb piano. It's a song that's almost completely incongruous from the rest, and I applaud Gazer for having the guts to be so experimental in their first offering. The closing track, Monolith Days, is a much more straightforward song driven by a frantic energy that smacks of Bad Brains, but ends in screaming torment, which reminds me of some early recordings by Nirvana. Much like Mardu's EP, Gazer's Phone Commercial left me wanting more, more, more. I get the feeling that this band is more focused on making music than updating their Facebook status, and I can only hope that means there'll be more Gazer coming my way soon. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.